Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Correction. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You're not supposed to trust people blindly. You trust people according to your relationship with them. And that takes time to build. Did you hear me? People that have been there for you and proved themselves over and over and over again, you trust them more. But somebody just walks in off the street and says, I'm an apostle. You need to be almost like they didn't say a thing. You say, fine, Mr. Apostle. Have a seat. And we'll see. We're not against you, but we got no reason to believe it.
That's right.
Now, if the Holy Ghost says something to you about them and he tells you, yeah, I sent them, listen, then great. Now, still in 2 Corinthians 10, notice this. He goes on. It's obvious in verse 8, he said, though I should boast somewhat of more of our authority, which the Lord's given me for edification, not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed. People who truly do stand powerfully in these places, they would have a right to correct and say they have no interest and desire to correct. They want to see you built up, right? And if they did speak correction from the Lord, it's out of love. They don't want to see you, you know, robbed or destroyed in life. He said that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. For his letters, they say, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. Let such an one think this, that such as we are in word by letters when we're absent, such will we be also indeed when we are present. See, there were some folks saying, he's just all talk. He said, I want you to know I will back it up when I come. Right? How many understand leaders are supposed to, they're not supposed to be wimps. They're not supposed to be mean. They're not supposed to be selfish. They're not supposed to be cruel, but they are not supposed to be weak. They're supposed to be strong. How many know that a daddy is supposed to be a good, strong daddy? Mama's supposed to be a good, strong mama. They love you. They're kind. But they'll straighten you out too. Right? They won't let you get away with anything and everything. They'll call you on it. They'll discipline you. A good parent is, like we studied before, will be both good and severe, like Romans 11 talked about. Now, keep reading though. He said in verse 13, he said, we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God has distributed to us, a measure to reach even to you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reach not to you, for we are come as far as to you, also in preaching the gospel of Christ. Listen how many times he uses this word measure. What does that mean? What's he saying? He's saying, I have a right to speak into your life, because you are in my measure and scope of authority. God, see, God used him to go found that church. Right? The pastors and people that's over there, those churches, came up unto him, got saved unto him. And he says, this is within my measure. But see, he didn't presume that because he's an apostle, he has a right to go to any church. Did you hear me? He said, it's within my measure. And the reason I read that is because all of us have a measure. You need to know your measure. I mean, at your house, you got a right to say something about your kids. You got a right to say something about your stuff, but you don't have a right to come to my house and tell my dog what to do.
That's right.
Right? And I don't have a right to come to your house and tell you how to arrange your furniture, tell your kids what to do, right? No. You need to know the limits of your authority. You need to know the limits of your measure. Are you with me on this now? You need to understand the limits of your measure. And this varies From your household to your work to your church, every place has different measures and different limitations, and you need to be watchful that you don't get out of your place. And if somebody else steps out of their place and out of their, they got no right, they got no place to be saying and doing what they're doing, you need to realize it and not just yield to it either and say, whoa, 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 whoa. Now who are you? You need to go back to your place. You forgot where you are. Right? Look with me in 1 Timothy, please. 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter. 1 Timothy, the 5th chapter. Who should correct whom? We're asking and answering the question. Notice this. 1 Timothy 5 and 1. What does it say? He's writing to Timothy, who's a young man, came up under his ministry, and now a young man who's overseeing a work, but all indications are that he is younger chronologically. Physically, he's a younger man. Indications are that he's a young unmarried man. And the Holy Ghost, through Paul, writes and tells him, now don't be rebuking elders. He's the pastor, right? But don't be rebuking elders, but do what? Entreat them or treat them like what? Treat them like a father. Show them some respect. Right? We're talking about who should correct whom. Youngers should not correct elders as a general rule. Are you with me? Something you see is just commonplace nowadays, and it's because people... their minds are molded by TV, ungodly TV, instead of the Bible. It's just a normal thing to see children correcting their parents. Huh? I mean, you see it all the time. And parents, they don't even see it. They're like, you know, young girl or young boy will turn around and say to their daddy or their mom, no, mom, that ain't right. Such and such and such. And mom will look around and go, they're smart, aren't they? That's indicating that you're not too smart. They got no business correcting you. Did you hear me? Even if you're wrong, it's not their place. Are y'all with me now? Now see, I just got through asking you how much could you take? Because I got further to go. Are you with me or not? Do you understand this or not? Youth, as a general thing, you know, there could be some exceptions to this. But as a general thing, youth are not to correct elders. That's true chronologically. It's true spiritually. True spiritually. You know, I had the privilege of traveling with Brother Kenneth Hagin, my father, our father in the faith. And, you know, I don't know at the times that people wanted to, because they knew I was with him part of the time, they wanted to get me to tell him this or to straighten out his doctrine on this or correct him on this or that. Do you think I ever went to him and said, and said Brother Hagin, now I'm sorry on this, but you know you're wrong. And we're going to have to point this out to you. Hmm? Now see, you see and know how wrong that is. But people close to situations do it all the time. I've seen people do it with him. I've seen people correct him. You know, I cringed. It hurt me. But I got nothing to say about it. Did you hear me? I'm the younger. Well, it's no more right for your natural children to correct you than me as his spiritual child to correct him. It's the same principle. Are you with me now?
Yes.
Or for somebody that got saved 3 weeks ago to come correct the pastor. Same thing.
Amen.
Even if the pastor's wrong.
Come on.
It's not their place.
That's right.
It's not within their scope. It's not within their measure.
That's right.
Do you understand that?
Amen.
Now he goes on in another place here. Same chapter. Rebuke not an elder, but treat him how? I'm back in 1 Timothy 5. 1 Timothy 5, 1. Everybody read it out loud. Rebuke not an elder. Rebuke not an elder. Do you know that in the Old Testament, in the law, the people were taught that when a gray head walked in, you got up. You don't sit. You don't wait for them to come to you. You get up. You go to them. How many believe we should have these things restored in our society? We should have these things restored. But says, yeah, but they, you know, I know that they're older, but they done a lot of things wrong and they don't know a lot of stuff. Who do you know that knows everything? Who do you know that's done everything right? Even if you don't respect everything a person has said or done, respect the Lord. And if He told you to do it, then you show respect to them because of Him. That's what a lot of folk have not understood. A lot of the way I have treated certain people in my life, it was not just because of them and my love for them. It was because I love the Lord. And I treated them a certain way out of my respect for Him. If He says, this is my anointed, if He says, this is the one I've chosen, that's all you need to know. Right? To treat them with respect and with deference. You defer to them in situations. Here's a phrase you might want to write down. Always defer to the higher anointing. Always defer to the higher anointing. There's been times when I was in a place and I was the main speaker and, you know, God was using me to say and do some things and somebody else came in the building. They came in the room where I was talking and doing some things and they were an elder of mine. You know what I do then? I get quiet. Did you hear me? If they act like they want to say something, I don't care if I'm in the middle of something. That's it. Cut it off. Defer to them. Why? Well, they're an elder. Higher place. And what if they misquote a scripture? What if they get something twisted around? What if they say something wrong? Is it for me to correct them?
No.
Is it for you to correct them?
No.
I've seen people. Elders in the faith with 50 plus years of ministry and they quoted something, you know, well, that's Romans 5:6. And some young whippersnapper said, no, sir, that's Romans 6:5. Makes you want to slap them. Don't it? I mean, he's like, would you shut up and sit down? This man's forgot more scripture than you'll learn in the next 10 years. And you're going to correct him over a reference?
Right.
But we live in a society that is just ignorant about these things. Don't know when to shut up.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Love's Correction, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me